Rob from Milpitas, California.
Hey, Jeff. I wanted to talk about power and money, which I've seen as being kind of interchangeable, and that Reaganomics has really facilitated the concentration of money and power. But in my opinion, democracy is kind of like the counter to that, because it's looking to share the wealth and distribute power. So one of the ways that we do that as a society is through the commons, where we can share the wealth. And you mentioned public banks earlier, and I'd like to focus more on public transit, because that's a way of you know, people being able to do what they want to do and accomplish, change the world around them. So this particular call is about a new form of public transit called personal rapid transit. And if you bring up milpitasprt.com on your screen, you'll actually see the visuals of what this is really like. But it's basically small vehicles on elevated guideways with 24/7 on-demand service over an area, not just a linear route, but this is a network system that covers an area. And to give you an idea of the possibilities here, we're looking to do a four-station subway for our BART commuter rail system for $12 billion. Now, for that $12 billion, if you redirected the money or added to another $12 billion or less, actually, you could get 800 stations of this PRT service covering 100 square miles of our valley floor.
Yeah.
So that would be a major shift from concentration to distributed power in terms of public transit. And the particular version, we've got a project here in Milpitas that we're working on, but the particular flavor of PRT that we're working with is not patent protected. So it's a design that anyone, you know, anywhere can get on our website and use in their own communities. What was that?
I was just parroting. I was just saying, yeah, anybody could take it.
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, the former caller talked about being at cause. You know, if you want to be at cause in the public transit realm in your area, you may want to drop into Milpitas PRT, obviously personal rapid transit, milpitasprt.com, find out the details there. And so this may be one of those ways, Jeff, where your view that the Tom Hartman program can be a leverage for change is actually true. Let's hope so.
No, and I appreciate it. And as PX, no question that if we can reroute, rethink our transportation structures, not just for how we figured it out at the time of the Interstate Highway Act, but based on what we know now, our technological capacity now, our understanding of the climate now, our population levels now, we'd be in much better shape. You listen to Tom Hartman's show.